me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Swell, darling, I can tell, darling, you still crowing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said, hello, Dolly, well, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know? Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you'll never go away.
is back.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what and what is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
not tired.
History.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See Price.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. An early start today for Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. 6:05 tonight with the 11:05 a.m. game tomorrow. Jersey Shore opening up a series with the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the High A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Blue Claws, of course, High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Blue Claws 14-13, winners of five in a row. Wilmington is 15-10. They split four games with Hudson Valley last week and then had the final two games, Saturday and Sunday, rained out. Gene Cabrera for the Blue Claws, 2-2, 2.25. Brian Casares for Wilmington, 0-1 with a 5.17 ERA. Tony Graham, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, very nice evening for baseball. Pleasantly warm here, and sun is shining here. Wind blowing out slightly. And Blue Claws trying to keep the winning streak going, five in a row and six games with Wilmington, which comes in 15-10. Blue Claws have a bit of a new look. A couple of players have been sent on up to Reading, and a couple of players have been added to the roster. And that's what we spoke about a little bit ago with the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski.
Well, it's the start of a new week with the bowl manager, Greg Brodzinski of the Blue Claws. And Greg, it's a new week and some new faces. Let's talk about, first of all, who's going and then who's coming as far as the roster is concerned. Who's heading up to Reading?
Yeah, so Chris Hernandez finished up his rehab assignment. Did a heck of a job while he was here, and threw some really awesome innings for us, and continued to look healthier and healthier every time he went out there. And so he's heading back to Reading to continue the rest of his season and keep it rolling. And then an awesome promotion for Wesley Moore, first time heading up to Reading, and it's really a pleasure of the job being able to send guys up to the next level. Sure. And that's why we're here every single day, and all the work and the preparation, the effort, and the hard work that the players put into it, and then you see the performance on the field that's been excellent, and then he got the opportunity to head up to Reading, and I believe he pitched today and threw a really good inning. So it's awesome to see that, and to see the guys continue the success that they had here and take it to the next level.
And as far as who's coming to the Jersey Shore roster?
Yep. So we got Benoni Robles, who we got in a trade earlier this year.
Left-hander.
Left-handed pitcher, both bullpen arms, the guys that are coming, and then Andrew Baker coming down from Reading. Both very interesting arms and, great additions that we're going to have here to our bullpen. And, Robles is somewhat obviously new to the organization being traded, but, watching some video on him and you see the body, he's tall, lanky, the look and the physicality reminds me a little of Chris Sanchez in terms of the body, and then we'll see, what we get out of the arm. It looks like a fastball cutter mix and looks pretty decent. And then Andrew Baker, coming here, I'm coming down from Reading, but he's a guy, can be up to 100 miles an hour and with a great fastball and working on some secondary stuff and, just looking to continue his work and get him back to kind of the Andrew Baker that we know. And I know that we can do that with the awesome staff that we got here. And I'm excited for them both to throw for us.
Okay, well, coming off a big week, five in a row over Bowling Green, back in the thick of the division race. Now Wilmington comes in. They are 15-10 besides their record. What can you tell us about the Nationals affiliate coming in this week?
Yeah, no, it's a decent club. A lot of the guys, I recognize the names from last year at the end of the season. They had a similar group, whether it was the pitching or position player side. And they have some, speed on the team. They have some guys that can move the ball around a little bit and some decent arms. So it's going to be another great, challenge this week against a good club. And I'm excited for more of the same from our guys.
What do you guys do specifically first day when a new team comes in as far as meetings and preparation?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of prep work obviously on the coaching side that goes into a lot of the advanced and information side of things, where we prepare ourselves as well as possible to see where we can take any advantage and gain extra bases, how we're going to attack the other team, whatever it's going to take to win a ball game. And then we disseminate that information and team meetings. At the end of, obviously, batting practice, we get together with the pitchers will get together, the pitching staff, position players will get together with myself, Munoz, Adam, Beth, and we'll just, go over the attack plan on how, we're going to put a great week together and continue to, win on the margins everywhere that we can.
So Gene Cabrera goes tonight. What a great year he's having, the 22-year-old. Is he going to go nine? I'm just kidding, but he went to seven. His last time out as one of the top 10 ERAs in the league, and just to talk generally about him.
Yeah, no, he's been great, like you said. He goes out there every time he gets the ball with the mindset to compete his butt off. And you can see that in the way he carries himself. You can see that in the way he attacks hitters. And, you know, looking for him to continue to do that and continue that success tonight.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brzezinski. I doubt Gingerberry will go nine today, but he might well go deep into the ballgame through seven just the other day in his last start on Tuesday of last week against Bowling Green. Took a loss, but was really good. He gave up just three runs, five hits, no walks, and struck out eight. And he was the first high A Phillies pitcher to throw seven innings in an April game since Bailey Falter in 2018 with Clearwater, and the first Blue Claws pitcher to do it since Ranger Suarez and Adonis Medina on back-to-back nights in 2017.
So Wilmington comes in today with a 15-10 record, just a half game out of first behind Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate, 16-10. Wilmington, of course, the Nationals affiliate. Wilmington's not going to scare you necessarily at the plate. They're ninth in the league in hitting. 211 is the average, but nobody's been scaring anybody really at the plate in the South Atlantic League this year. Asheville, which plays in a very cozy ballpark, leads the league in hitting at 246. And Wilmington is last in the league in home runs in the 12-team league with eight. But in their last couple of games, going back to the last three games prior, they lost 13-10, then they won 4-1, and then in their last game before all the rain hit and rained them out a couple of games, they came from 6-0 down at home against Hudson Valley to win that game 13-8. They were down 6-0 after the top of the second inning, and by the fourth inning, they were out in front. So you can't take for granted that they won't hit. And Brandon Bossier in that ball game went 3-for-4 with two runs scored. He is a 24-year-old third-round pick in 2021 out of Arizona. So they've got some guys that can hurt you. And the Blue Claws have, of course, the excellent pitching, which will try to quell Wilmington in this series.
And the other thing, you know, we'll mention it throughout the series, of course, but you'll see a lot of their, you know, some lower batting averages and some lower run totals from their guys. Their ballpark, like this one, is also an extreme pitcher's ballpark. Very tough to hit in their ballpark, Frawley Stadium. 96 miles away in Wilmington, North Carolina. Pitching preview tonight is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy. Gene Cabrera for Jersey Shore is a 22-year-old right-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela. Made his Phillies debut in 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. And that year, if you remember, he won the Paul Owens Award for most outstanding Phillies minor league pitcher. This year, he's on his way. 2-2 at the 2.25 ERA, 28 innings, 20. He'll have other competitors.
But sure.
28 innings, 21 hits. He's walked 7, struck out 30. He's been absolutely tremendous for the Blue Claws this season. Went 7 last time, as we just said. 5 hits, 3 runs, no walks, struck out 8 last Tuesday against Bowling Green. Brian Caceres on the mound for Wilmington, a 24-year-old from David, Panama. And he is 0-1 in 5 games, 4 starts, 15 and 2/3 innings, 15 hits. He's allowed 9 earned runs, walked 10, and only struck out 8 last year with Wilmington and Fredericksburg. He threw 101 2/3 innings, gave him 123 hits, walked 51 and hit 13, and struck out 87. So last year, very erratic, 64 free passes in 101 2/3 innings, and this year, almost one an inning, 10 walks and 4 hit batsmen. So Blue Claws will have to be on their toes in the batter's box. Last week against Hudson Valley, last Tuesday, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He walked 2, and he only struck out 1. So Cabrera and Caceres, your pitching matchup in a few.
We talked a little bit about Andrew Baker, who's back here this year after a bit of a disappointing last couple of years. At Reading this year, he was being touched up, and then he skidded last year, 2023, at Reading after a really solid 2022 with the Blue Claws and with Reading. At Reading, he went 1-0 with a 0.84 ERA, and here in 2022, he was 3-1 and got that promotion to Reading, and then was invited to the Phillies Spring Training Complex and went to Spring Training Ball Club in 2023. And I remember watching some of those games, Greg. He had one very good outing. And
early on, yeah.
And then his next outings, he skidded a little bit and has really had problems with control since then, and is back now here in Lakewood and hoping to get things squared away.
Yeah, so he's back, and then another player just added to the roster today is left-hander Benoni Robles. He is a name that you might not be familiar with. He was acquired just a month ago from the Dodgers in exchange for former Blue Claws pitcher Connor Brogdon. And he was banged up. He made one appearance in the FCL. Remember, he had just been acquired on April 6th. So they put him in the FCL, gave up five runs, four earned in an inning and two-thirds. But he's ready to go, and he'll be available today. He pitched in high A last year with Great Lakes in the Dodgers system in the Midwest League and had 12 saves. He struck out 53 batters in just 32 and two-thirds, and a 6-4 left-hander. We'll take a break. Now we have the national anthem. We'll let Switlick Elementary School play that one for you, and then we'll have the lineups of the first pitch on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Outstanding job by the students of Switlick Elementary School. And now it's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Chambarisi. And tonight, Jersey Shore 14-13, Phillies High A affiliate, take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks 15-10, High A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. It'll be Gene Cabrera for Jersey Shore, 2-2, the 2.25 ERA, and Brian Caceres for Wilmington, 0-1 with a 5.17 ERA. First of 24 meetings between these two teams here in 2024. Here's the Wilmington lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health with local facilities including Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Viandel Pena leads off at second, then Dalen Lyle in center, and Kevin Mate, the shortstop. Trey Harris is the right fielder. He will bat fourth, then Paul Witt at third. Brandon Bossier is the first baseman hitting sixth, and T.J. White in left. Maxwell Romero's catching a mats in the 8-hole, and Will Frizzell will DH, and he will bat ninth against the right-hander Cabrera out of Maracay, Venezuela, 22 years of age, who is a sparkling 2.25 ERA in 28 innings so far over five starts this year, 7 walks, 30 strikeouts, and he's allowed just 21 hits.
Greg Cabrera is one of three Blue Claws in the top 10 in ERA. The other, Sam Aldegari, who pitches tomorrow, he leads the league in ERA. And Braden Fosnock is fourth in the league. He pitches later on this week. But right now, we're set to go. Blue Claws baseball. Can Jersey Shore make it 6 in a row? Let's see if they can.
Beautiful evening for baseball. 73 degrees at first pitch. Clear skies and a bouncer to first from Pena. Handled waist high by Reyes. Steps on the bag. One pitch and one out. 6:04, our first pitch time here tonight. Viandel Pena, who was just activated off the IL earlier today, grounds out to first for the first out of the ball game. Here's Dalen Lyle, the center fielder. He's at 282, no homers, 8 RBIs. He was a second-round pick out of a Louisville high school in 2021. Batting from the left side. In at third is Otto Kemp. Fastball from Cabrera just misses outside. Plate umpire is Stone Garver, and the base umpire is Davian Fry. Wilmington in their navy blue jerseys, and that one is fouled back into the screen. It's one ball and one strike on Lyle with Kevin Mate, the shortstop, in the on-deck circle. Wilmington only played 4 games last week against Hudson Valley down in Wilmington. They split the 4, rained out Saturday and Sunday. Inside out, fly ball foul up third out of play, 1-2. They will make those games up in the second week in June. So Cabrera looking for the early strikeout. One out, nobody on, top of the first on a clear, beautiful Tuesday at the Jersey Shore. Gene into the wind, and here's the 1-2. Swinging a slow bouncer foul behind the plane. That was a changeup, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Amarian Boyd in left field for the Blue Claws, shading over near the line. Justin Crawford shaded way over towards left center. And the right fielder is Leandro Pineda. Here's the 1-2, and it's a fastball high, 95. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Otto Kemp at third. William Bergoya gets his second start at short. Eric Brito's at second. Felix Reyes at first. And the catcher is Jordan Disson. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him a changeup. Strike 3. Beautiful off-speed pitch there from Gene Cabrera. And he fans Daylon Lyle swinging. Two up, two down here in the first for Kevin Mate. So here's Mate, right-handed batter. And the shortstop, number 22 prospect in the system for the MLB pipeline. He's at 268, no homers, and 9 runs batted in. Originally with the Cubs, and that's a fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. He was traded to the Nationals at the deadline last year, the Heimer Candelario deal. Played in Myrtle Beach at the beginning of last year, and then up with Wilmington in high A. Myrtle Beach is low A. It's curveball in there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. Kept well behind the bag at third. 2 out, nobody on. And the 1-1 from Gene is fouled off at home plate. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blue Claws, as Tony mentioned, have won 5 in a row. They lost their 8th game in 9 last Tuesday against Bowling Green. That was the game where Cabrera started, went 7 innings, gave up 3 runs, took the loss. And then Jersey Shore won the last 5 in that series. A win today would be their first 6-game win streak since August 4th through 10th of last year. Here's the 1-2, slide over the dirt, blocked by Disson. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lights are on, you don't need them yet, but you will soon. Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks, first of 24 meetings this season. And the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, bouncer left side, kept to his left, gloves it, straightens, throws, and got him. In time, side retired. Nicely done by Otto Kemp at third. 1-2-3, go the Rocks. We've played half an inning. It's Wilmington nothing. Blue Claws coming to bat on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
As usual, Justin Crawford leading off for Jersey Shore tonight. No score, bottom of the first. Crawford the center fielder, then Brian Rincon the DH, Otto Kemp at third. Leandro Pineda's in right. Felix Reyes is in first inning. Marion Boyd is in left. Batting seventh at short, William Bergoya. Then Jordan Diss in the catcher. And batting ninth at second is Eric Breedo. Here's Crawford at 286, two home runs and 10 runs batted in. Third baseman is Paul Witt. Into the grass, Crawford can't check his swing, and the count nothing and one. Brian Caceres on the mound today for Wilmington. Gave up three runs, two earned in five innings against Hudson Valley last Tuesday. No walks, hit two batters and struck out one. Liner to second, scoots under the glove of Penn, who tried to pick it, and that'll be a base hit for Crawford. An in-between hop, and Pena could not pick it cleanly. Squirts by him into right field. A single for Justin.
Yeah, Crawford scalded that, and it ate up Pena at second base and scooted on into right center field. So he, of course, is a threat to run, is Crawford. 11 steals this year. He's been caught twice.
That was 109 miles an hour off the bat for Justin, who has 11 stolen bases, as Tony said, in 13 tries. So always a threat to go as he leads off of first. Held by Bossier. Pitch to Rincon is outside. Brian, the DH today. Switch hitter, of course, batting left. 191, no homer, 6 RBIs. He's 10 for his last 35 at the plate. Romero has thrown out 6 out of 32 potential base dealers this year. 19%. Throw to first is low and not in time. Last year, between Fredericksburg and the FCL Nationals, he threw out 29%, which is excellent. Anything really above 25 nowadays is very good with the new rules. And Rincon lifts one off third, foul out of play, one ball and one strike. So that base hit, Justin, up to 294 now. Hit over 340 with Clearwater last year. So Blue Claws, they have one of their speed burners aboard. Nobody out in the first inning. So Rincon out of Venezuela. Bloops one foul. Third base side. Out of play. One and two. Blue Claws in their home whites today. And Wilmington in their Alderney Navy blue jerseys. Orlando Munoz coaching at first. A couple of words for Crawford, who takes his lead. Munoz has been the first base coach most every game. Beth Greenwood's done a few. And Greg Brodzinski's usual spot at third. Fastball outside. Two balls and two strikes on Brian Rincon. Rincon, remember, got off to that 2-for-28 start, but has played much better since then. I thought Saturday was very notable, Tony. He had two hard-hit doubles, one to left field and one to right field. So using all sides of the field, both batting right-handed, or batting a left-handed against right-handed pitching. Remember, he's a switch hitter. They throw to first to check on Crawford, not in time. I was talking to Greg Brodzinski about this before, Tony. After this week, the Blue Claws will have played 33 games and faced two left-handed starters. Hard to believe. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw to second on target. The tag in time. They got him. Perfect throw by Maxwell Romero, the catcher, on a beautiful pitch to throw on a high fastball, and that Rincon swung through. Strikeout 2-4. And that's out number one and out number two. So Crawford caught stealing for only the third time this season. And the Blue Claws are caught stealing for only the ninth time here in game 28. And a breaking ball to Mato Kempis in there for a strike, nothing and one. Kempis 317, 13 for 41 with Jersey Shore. No homers, 8 RBIs. At third base again today. He's played second. Now he's adding first base to his repertoire. And that's in there, a strike, a slider, and the count nothing and one. He played first base twice last week, Thursday and Sunday, in the Bowling Green series. Behind the count 0-2 from Caceres. Breaking ball chopped down to third. Grabbed in foul ground by Paul Witt. So a foul ball, says the home plate umpire, Stone Garver. And that'll keep the count 0-2 and bring Kemp back. T.J. White, Damon Lyle, Trey Harris left to right for Wilmington in the outfield. Paul Witt at third. Kevin Mate at short. Viandel Peñas at second. Brandon Bossier is at first with Maxwell Romero behind the plate.
Yeah, Romero with just a perfect throw to second to get Crawford attempting to steal.
And the pitch, fastball, grounded to short. Right at Mate, gobbles it up, steps and throws, got him, side return. 6-3. Ground out, inning over, no runs, one hit, a con stealing a double play. Nobody left. We played one inning, no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top half of the second inning. Gene Cabrera had a 1-2-3 first inning, and he'll face Trey Harris, Paul Witt, and Brandon Bossier. So this week is National Nurses Week, and the Blue Claws are proud to once again partner with our good friends at RWJ Barnabas Health. And today we're joined by Renee Musso. Fastball swing and a miss by Harris, nothing and one. The RN clinical director at the RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center in Toms River. Renee, welcome. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So first of all, happy National Nurses Week.
Thank you so much. Foul.
So tell us why nursing or nurses play such an important role in a client's mental health.
Well, for our facility, the nurses play a vital role because we're the first people to see the patient when they come through the door.
0-2, swing and a miss. Slider got him, strike three. So down goes Harris, one away. He was 5-for-25 on his rehab assignment, and that'll bring up Paul Witt at third.
So we help calm them down, kind of set the tone for the admission and what they're going to be doing in our hospital, and tell them how we're going to help them.
Why did you decide to become a nurse at the Behavioral Health Center? First, Paul Witt inside a breaking ball, 1-0.
I've just always been interested in mental health, and I thought it was a great opportunity to help people.
Went 7-for-31, a homer, 4 RBIs, went to VCU. Cabrera's fastball a little high at 94. What are some of the services offered at the Behavioral Health Center?
We offer clients, their families, and caregivers unparalleled access to a full continuum of behavioral health care services.
Fastball at the knees is strike.
Substance abuse treatments and comprehensive mental care. With both hospital-based behavioral health programs and freestanding psychiatric facility, we seamlessly integrate behavioral health care and mental or medical services, resulting in outstanding continuity of care and positive long-term results.
Slider was low for ball three. So 3-1 on Paul Witt. One out, nobody on top of the second, no score. And the pitch is low, ball four. So a walk by Gene. That'll put Witt aboard with one out. We're joined by Renee Musso, clinical director of the RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center in Toms River. It's National Nurses Week. I urge you guys to check out on the Blue Claws social media pages today. It's up there or on YouTube as well or on BlueClaws.com. In the video section, you'll see it. Here's Bossier, who takes inside. Nice video with clips from several players. Kate Fergus, Braden Fosnot, Otto Kemp, and then Matt Elmire, one of the pitching coaches, and Bree Hapkin, the mental skills coach. 1-0 on Bonsier, left-handed hitter, where they talk about the nurses in their lives, be it fiance, mother, sister, in Kate's case, grandmother. And they spoke very nicely. It's a really nice video. I urge you guys to check that out. So, Renee, this is Mental Health Awareness Month here in May. First, the 1-0 to Bossier with a runner at first. Long hold by Cabrera. The pitch is bounced to first but fell. How is RWJ Barnabas Health observing and recognizing this important month?
RWJ Barnabas Health, together with Rutgers University Behavioral Health Care, is uniting and raising awareness about mental health and reducing the stigma. We invite all to join us as we wear green on Thursday, May 23rd, in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. It's okay not to be okay. Let's go green together.
Swing and a miss, fastball, strike two. And then you can visit rwjbh.org/behavioral health for more information on that. 1-2 on Bossier, check swing. That one dove low, and it just missed for a ball. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Phillies sent over some shirts for the Blue Claws players, and they're sending them all over the system. They say, never fighting alone, for Phillies mental health awareness, that the players all wore on Saturday. They're going to wear them again on Friday, I think, for BP. It's Blue Claws Mental Health Awareness Night, and the players will wear them all month long. So, such a big part of what these players do on a day-to-day basis. Here's a high pop into left. Boyd drifting back toward the track. Still going back. Out of the track, makes the catch. Ball carried out a bit to left, but Boyd had a few feet in front of the left field wall, and that's out number two. So, Renee, what made you decide to get into nursing when you were younger?
I didn't get into nursing until I was older.
Okay.
So, I always wanted to do it, and I just decided to do it, and it's a great career. I'm glad I did it.
What's the most satisfying part for you? Fastball, strike, and the count, nothing and one.
The most satisfying part is when you see a patient come in, not well, ill, and then we begin to stabilize them, and then they get well.
How many patients are you guys working with at any given time?
Our unit is 40 beds,
okay.
So usually anywhere between 30 and 38 on a daily basis.
Oh, and one on T.J. White, and that's low, knocked down by Disson, 1 ball and 1 strike. White is at 160, a home run at 11 runs batted in. I feel like mental health has gotten more public play, and I think more people are aware of its importance. Swing and a miss in the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes over the last couple of years. Is that fair to say?
Definitely fair to say.
Maybe it started a little bit before COVID, but I feel like right at COVID, that was a huge thing.
Yes, yeah. It really opened it up for mental health.
1-2 on White, and he chops it up first and a kicks foul. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. So what's a typical day like for you?
Typical day like for me. It depends on how the patients are. Some days are really smooth, and other days it could be a little chaotic.
Sure.
Just depends. That's nursing in general.
1-2 pitch, change up, soft roller to second. Brito is there, gobbles it up, tosses to first, and the inning is over. Rene Musso from the RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center in Tom's River. Thanks so much for joining us, and happy National Nurses Week.
Thank you so much.
No runs, no hits, a walk, a man left. We've played an inning and a half, and no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally.
No score, bottom of the second inning. Blue Claws got a base hit by Justin Crawford, but he got caught stealing on a strikeout, throw him out, double play in the first. So no score. And here's Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, to lead off for the Blue Claws. Open stance from the left side for Pineda, who takes a fastball, 92 miles an hour strike from Brian Caceres over the inside corner, and the count nothing and one. Pineda, one of a few players on the Blue Claws with two homers. He's at 250, two homers, 10 ribbies, and he loops this one down the left field line, slicing away from T.J. White, the left fielder, and it's out of play. It's off the side fence down near the side part of the grass. Berman foul territory down that right field, left field line. And it's 0-2 on Pineda, 21 years old, for another couple of weeks. June the 4th, he will turn 22. Felix Reyes and Imarian Boyd will follow Pineda here in the bottom of the second. Blue Claws looking for a sixth straight win. Pineda takes high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Caceres has had an issue with hit batsmen. And that one just inside. Good eye by Pineda. He's hit four already this year in 15 and two-thirds innings. Last year he hit 16. Two years ago he hit 16 in 117 innings. And then last year he hit 13 in 101 innings. And that one is inside. Pineda's able to check his swing. And the count is three balls and two strikes. So something to at least keep an eye on. This year, only eight strikeouts in 15 and two-thirds, so he did get Rincon in the first inning, and Pineda calls time. Just a gorgeous night for baseball. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice, too. Tomorrow's supposed to get into the 80s. 3-2, the count on Pineda, and a high fly ball to left center. Playable for Lyle, drifting into the gap. Carried out towards left field, makes the catch. So the wind, Tony, is not that strong. But that's the second ball that we've seen today. It really wasn't hit that well. That carried out to left field. The ball in the top of the inning hit by Bossier looked like a pretty routine fly ball off the bat, and it got basically to the wall. Boyd caught it and left. And then that one carried a bit into left field as well. Here's Felix Reyes, the first baseman, and he takes a strike. 241 home run, 9 batted in for Felix.
Yeah, that ball in the top half of this inning just kept carrying and carrying, and Boyd kept drifting back and back until he couldn't get any further and just managed to make the catch.
Here's a fly ball hit well out of the center. Lyle on the run into the gap towards right center, and he's there to make the catch. So Reyes hit that ball pretty well, but he's retired, and that's two away for left fielder Imarian Boyd. 94 off the bat there from Felix, and here's Boyd at 217, no home runs, 7 runs batted in, 6 stolen bases as well for Imarian. William Regoia would be next. So two out, nobody on. And Caceres out of the stretch, and that one is tip foul at home plate, and the count is nothing and one. In the third, Jersey Shore will face Romero, Frizzell, and Pena, 8-9-1 against Gene Cabrera. So 0-1 from Caceres, and that's low. One ball, one strike. Blue Claws, Tony, never fell more than 4.5 games out, even when they were struggling there, losing 8 out of 9. And now only 2.5 games out entering this week. Not quite at the halfway point of the first half, as Boyd takes ball 2-2-1. But that will come on Sunday, Mother's Day, game 33. And that will be the midpoint of half number one, which will end the third week in June. Two balls, one strike on Boyd. And he lines one towards left center. That's down, a base hit. Boyd ripped that ball over the head of Mate. And Imarian aboard with two out for William Bergoglio. That was 105 off the bat from Imarian Boyd.
Well, behind the plate, Romero threw out Crawford trying to steal back in the first inning, and he's probably going to be tested again, I would think. Boyd will try to take off here with two outs in the bottom of the second.
And he's going. Pitch a strike, throw to second on target. The tag in time. They got
him.
So Maxwell Romero throws out two of the more prolific base dealers in all of minor league baseball in the first and second inning. Crawford and then Boyd, 2-6. Side to retire, no runs, one hit, and nobody left. We go to the third, no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top half of the third inning, no score. Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks of Wilmington. First of six this weekend, first of 24 between the two teams this season. Here's Maxwell Romero, who's been, I guess, the star of the game so far.
Right.
Pops this one up foul out of play, nothing and one. He has thrown out both Justin Crawford and Amarian Boyd, stealing in the first two innings of this game. And fastball strike. Nothing in two. All those two guys did was combined to steal 100 bases last year. Mostly with Clearwater. Crawford played a couple of weeks here. 0-2 on Romero. Batting left. Pitch is low. Knocked down by Disson. One ball and two strikes. Remember, tomorrow's an 11:05 a.m. game, which is why today's game is at 6:05. The Overlords put in a new rule, swinging a chopper up first and foul, and the count still one ball, two strikes.
Yeah, if you look at their minor league careers between Boyd and Crawford, they've combined to steal 138 bases, and Marino threw bullets to second
Romero,
base.
Romero, yeah.
Romero.
1-2, and the pitch is a breaking ball. Got him looking, strike three, slider backdoors it over the outside corner, and that is out number one. Third strikeout for Cabrera. And that'll bring up the DH, Will Frazell, who's at 3-for-38 so far this year. So, yeah, the new rules in minor league baseball mandate if you play a morning game, then you have to play at 6:05 or earlier the day before. Here's Will Frazell, and that's a breaking ball low. So gone are the days, Tony, where you play like a, you know, a no pitch clock, like a 3-hour and 20-minute 7:05 game in Kannapolis or Lexington. Grounded to first, backhand by Reyes. He'll look like he was going to take it himself. Then he shovels to Cabrera for the out. 3-1 in the putout, two away. You know, you play a 3-hour and 20-minute 7:05 game in Kannapolis or Lexington and then come back with a 10:05 start the next morning.
It all makes sense, though. It's good for the game. I think it's fine.
The Blue Claws never did 10:05. No. I mean, even I think. Look, I'm all for a good morning game. I love them. 10:05 is a little early. And that one is a little bit low in the count. One ball, no strikes on Viandel Pena. You can't play at 10. You can't play earlier than 11 anymore. Redding used to play that 9 a.m. game for the overnight factory workers. That game got discontinued, unfortunately. Breaking ball outside. And we count 2-0 on Viandale Pitt.
I was going to ask you about that game because you explained exactly why they did it, and it certainly made sense.
Oh, it was great. It was part of the fabric of the team. Sky-high fly ball to left. Foul ground. Boyd gives it a look. Gets out of play. All things must come to an end, right?
I guess.
Peña grounded out to first in the first pitch of the game. Two balls, one strike here. And he takes the strike on the inside corner from Cabrera. And the count is 2-2. Last week, Cabrera, Tony, had six outstanding innings. And then he had a couple of hiccups, gave him a home run in the third. But then after that, was just unhittable the rest of the night. And it looks like that second half of that start, Cabrera. 2-2 the count. Breaking ball way outside. Slipped out of his hands. Count is full at 3-2. He's a little guy. 6'1", 160 pounds. And he might have been wearing a winter coat when they weighed him. Or carrying a 10-pound weight. Fouled back up here out of play. And the count is still 3-2.
I was going to say had rocks in his pocket, yeah. Something.
But he is a bulldog. And it's hard. Have to be very impressed. Fastball high, ball four, with what you've seen from him so far this season. So Peña walks. And he's at first, two out. And that'll bring up Dalen Lyle, the center fielder, who struck out swinging his first time. So two walks, no hits allowed yet by Gene. Off of first base leads Peña. Here's a sky-high fly ball to center for Crawford. Waits for it. Justin is there. Makes the one-handed catch, and the inning is over. Another scoreless inning for Gene Cabrera. No runs, no hits. A walk and a man left to play. 2.5, no score. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
So we got to the bottom of the third inning, no score. First of six between the Blue Claws and the Bloomington Blue Rocks. Remember, 11:05 tomorrow, Samuel Aldagiri will start for Jersey Shore. Here's William Bergoya. He was batting when Amarian Boyd was caught stealing in the second inning. Bergoya leading off. He's had a .171, no homers, and six runs batted in. Jordan Disson and Eric Brito, 7-8-9 for Jersey Shore against Brian Casares. Bergoya skies one to right. Harris over, drifting a little bit to his left. He's there to make the catch for the first out. So Bergoya on the first pitch flies out. One away for Jordan Disson. Blue Claws with two hits so far, one by Crawford, one by Boyd, but they were both caught stealing. And here's Disson. So the whole area, Tony, between the mound and home plate is finally in the shadows. It was a little dicey there for the hitters during the first few innings, but now much easier. Breaking ball to Disson is in there for a called strike of the count, nothing and one. Left fielder is TJ White shading over towards left center. In fact, they play in the outfield, Disson to go the other way. And that one's low. Tony, you talked with Bull yesterday on the pregame, or Sunday, on the pregame. And you know, he said, you know, generally you're going to play outfielders for hitters to go the opposite field, right, and infielders to pull on the pull side. 1-1, that's low. And the count is 2-2. Because in general, hitters will elevate balls the opposite way and pull grounders. Obviously, there are certain exceptions, but that's just the percentage. Just lifted deep down the right field line by Disson. Harris, long run back in the corner, slicing into foul ground, and it's in the picnic area, foul ball. Didn't miss it by much, but if it had stayed fair, probably would have been an out. Harris was over there. It's only about 15, 20 feet from the foul pole.
As you scan the outfield here, White, the left fielder, is well off the line in left. Disson pulled one over third base. He might be able to run for a while. He's a catcher, but he could still probably run for a while.
Fastball, swing at him. Got him. Fastball, strike three. Second strikeout for Brian Caceres. Only struck out one in his last start, two away. And here's Eric Brito, the second baseman. Blue Claws playing back-to-back weeks at home. Something that they will sort of do around July 4th. As Brito takes curveball low, they will play a week at home, then go to Wilmington for three games. Then they will come back here for three games, July 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then they're home the next week against Hudson Valley. Brito takes that one in there for a strike. And that will be an interesting stretch, Tony. 15 out of 18 games.
Wow.
For the Blue Claws right here at Shoretown Ballpark, including three consecutive weekends. 1-1 on Brito. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Fastball. And a count 1-2. But apart from that, you know, this is the only stretch of back-to-back full weeks on the year. Then they'll have, of course, the corresponding back-to-back 2 weeks on the road. They will have a 2-week road trip in August as well. 1-2 to Brito. That's high. Eric at 265 with five RBIs. Right-handed hitting second baseman, middle infielder. He's played mostly second this year, but he's played a couple of games at short. He's at second base today. He will turn 22 years old coming up in 18 days, and he takes strike three there over the outside corner, and the side retired. 1-2-3, go the Blue Claws. So he played three and no score from Shoretown. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the fourth, no score. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg. Well, Gene Cabrera has not really worked up a sweat yet. He's only thrown 24 pitches, 17 for strikes as we go to the top of the fourth inning. He'll work on 3, 4, and 5 here for this Washington Nationals affiliate. And he hits Mate in the head, in the helmet on the first pitch. Mate goes down. And hopefully he's okay. That was...
The trainer is Kirby Kraft. He goes out with Mario Liss, the manager.
Yeah.
And that was loud. He is down right now in the right-handed batter's box.
I was going to say, it threw in 24 pitches and 17 for strikes, but that one certainly got away from him.
That was 94 miles an hour.
Monty, who had grounded out to short, is first time up. Monty is 5'9", 160 from the Dominican Republic. And he is still sprawled at the plate. And now Cabrera comes down to take a look as Jordan Gissen also looks on. And now Monty comes to a sitting position as the crowd gives him a nice hand here.
Mario Lisson goes to his pocket, which has the lineup card. And I'd be surprised if he's able to stay in the game.
For sure. We're in no score top of the fourth inning, and what has been a pitcher's duel. And now Mate on his feet will walk slowly to the dugout.
Cabrera will probably throw a few more warm-up tosses, and a pinch runner will come in here for Wilmington. And that will be John McHenry. He's doing some sprinting in right field. Batter will be Trey Harris, and that's the third base runner for Wilmington so far. I don't know if you saw the plaintiff umpire, Tony Stone Garber, just point over to first base when he pointed the change, and he pointed to the batter's box.
The pitch to Harris is low and away for a ball, 1-0.
And then somebody from the dugout, I assume Greg Brodzinski, the manager, said, "You mean first?" And Garber turned over, and then he pointed at the runner at first base.
So one ball on no strikes on Harris, who grounded out his first at bat. And the pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball. Harris is a 28-year-old, originally drafted by Atlanta back in 2018, back when they had at least 50 rounds. He was drafted in the 32nd round by Atlanta.
Back then it was 40.
It was 60 at one time.
I think it used to be. At one time, you could go, there was a time when you could go as long as you wanted. You could just keep picking.
Inside to Harris.
Well, Mike Piazza was 62.
Yeah, he was the 60th or 62nd pick. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So Harris struck out his first at bat. He's actually on rehab. The pitch to him is swung on and blooped on the right side, wide of second, and it bounces through into the outfield, a base hit. Harris didn't hit it all that well, but for the Blue Claws, the second baseman Brito is shading toward up the middle, and the ball landed past him, and it's first and second with nobody out here for Wilmington in the top of the fourth inning. Brings up the number five hitter in Paul Witt.
First time either team has had a runner in scoring position tonight.
Witt takes a long look down at third. Then the coaching box gets the sign if there is one. First and second, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Cabrera deals a strike on the knees. It's nothing and one. Witt walked his first time up. That's one of two walks that Cabrera has issued. He has struck out three. McHenry at second and Harris at first. Nobody out. The pitch is fouled at the plate, and that's off the foot of Witt, who goes down in some pain. And he is laying prone on the ground.
Once again, here comes Mario Lisson, but with Wilmington's trainer, Kirby Kraft, in the clubhouse with Mate, it's Jersey Shore's trainer, Keita Asaji, who goes out to check on Paul Witt.
Witt is still down. And now he comes to a sitting position. This has been a rough inning physically. Certainly for Wilmington. Mane was struck in the head by a pitch, the first one thrown in this inning. The shortstop for Wilmington, and he is out of the ballgame. He walked off under his own power. And now Witt gets to his feet, and hopefully he'll be able to stay in there. Witt, 194, a homer, and three runs batted in. He's an older player, a 26-year-old, an older player for this league. He's been a pro since 2021. And Witt trying to walk it off. He's 5'11", 170 pounds from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. Free agent signee in 2020. Witt does have 16 career home runs, one this season. Wilmington, ninth in the league in hitting at 211, and last in home runs with 8. The stretch, and we're back in action. And the pitch is outside for a ball. And it's one ball and two strikes on Witt. Wilmington 15-10, a half game back of division leader Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate. Blue Rocks are 5-7 on the road. Here's the pitch. Swinging a bounding ball to third, gobbled up by Kemp. He steps on the base, throws across on a hop, picked nicely by Reyes at first to complete the 5-3 double play.
Did you think he was going to try for three?
I suppose he could have. He fielded it right at the
bag. If you were going to do it, that was about as good a ball as you could get to do it. 5-3 double play, two out. Because
leaves a runner in scoring position for the left-handed batting.
I mean, that said, it was a cake double play.
Pitch to Bossieras, bounced to second. Gobbled up there by Brito, who flips to first, and that retires the side. So Cabrera gets in and out of trouble. No runs, a hit. No errors and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth in Shoretown. It's still no score on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Blue Claws will send the top of the order up against the right-hander Casares, Brian Casares. Defensive changes, McHenry, who came into the ballgame, is now at second, and Pena moves from second to short, and Crawford dribbles one slowly up the first baseline, has a chance to beat it out, and does! Infield hit. The only player with any position to make the play was the pitcher, Casares, and it became a foot race with Justin Crawford, and Casares was not going to win that one. Infield hit for Crawford, and he's 2-for-2 today, and we'll see if he tries to steal again.
That was my question. normally you'd say yes, but Rivera's thrown out two. I will say this. He's the two pitches he's thrown out.
Swinging a foul by Brian Rincon.
Boyd and Crawford on were both fastballs kind of up in the zone. They were good pitches to throw on. So, you know, maybe if they can do a better job of just kind of guessing what or projecting what pitch that, you know, he might throw on, you know, obviously it would make their lives easier as base runners. But you have to give Romero credit. He had thrown out 6 out of 32 coming into today, and he threw out two guys in Crawford and Boyd that, again, as we said before, combined to steal over 100 bases last year.
Well, Romero goes out now to talk with Caceres. Not sure what this is all about. Home plate umpire Stone Garver is out to break it up. So we return to action now. Crawford takes a decent lead off first. Rincon struck out his first at bat, and the pitch to him is fouled away. That was the strikeout, throw him out double play when Crawford was retired. 0-2 on Rincon, Bryant. The 20-year-old from Pittsburgh. Philly's top 10 prospect, according to the MLB pipeline. Throw to first, and Crawford dives back in. He's safe. Otto Kemp is on deck. No score. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Short Town Ballpark. Here's the two-strike pitch. Just missed. Might have been inside, and it's one ball and two strikes on Brian Rincon. Crawford at first. He singled. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. No score between the Blue Claws and the Blue Rocks. Runner not going, fastball wide. It's 2-2 on Rincon. No runs, three hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. 0-1-0 for Wilmington. The stretch by Caceres. Crawford not going, wide ball three.
I would think he's going here. 3-2. Yeah, I'd be surprised if he's not.
So Crawford takes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps off the base. Caceres, the right-hander from Panama, comes set. There goes the runner. The pitch is high and away, ball four. So after jumping ahead of Rincon, he walks him, and the Blue Claws have 2-1. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Their best scoring chance.
First runner in scoring position for Jersey Shore today. For Rincon, by the way, Tony, that's now 15 walks in 87 plate appearances so far this season. So about 18% or so. He's been very adept at drawing free passes, as he was last year when he drew 59 walks in 348 with Clearwater and 977 with Jersey Shore.
Here's Otto Kemp hitting a 310. No homers, 8 runs batted in. The pitch to him. Swinging a hard ground ball. Flagged third, knocked down by the third baseman. Picks it up. Long throw to first. Will not be in time. It'll be an infield hit for Kemp, and the bases are loaded. The third baseman, Witt, had a difficult backhand attempt. He got to it, knocked it down, then bobbled it again. By the time he picked it up and threw, Kemp, who has excellent speed, was safe, and the Blue Claws have him loaded with nobody out.
They did give him a hit on that.
Sure. Here's Leandro Pineda now with the bases loaded. Crawford at third, Rincon at second. They can both fly, and Kemp has excellent speed. He's at first. Here's Leandro Pineda, who flew out to center his first at bat. Pineda, left-hand hitter, 247, 2 homers and 10 runs batted in for Pineda, the 21-year-old in the left-hand batter's box. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball wide to first, and it rolls into right field, a base hit. Crawford scores. Rincon racing around third. He will score. It's a two-run single for Leandro Pineda, and the Blue Claws take a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
RBIs 11 and 12 for Pineda, who now has tied Jordan Disson for the team lead, and the Blue Claws strike first
So Kemp's at second. Pineda, who couldn't have rolled that ball better than he did between first and second, has lifted the Blue Claws in front. Here's Reyes. He checks his swing and fouls it away to the right side. Nothing in one on Felix, who flew out his first at bat. 237, a home run, and 9 runs batted in. Blue Claws looking to add now, having jumped in front 2-0. The stretch and the pitch. He takes low for a ball. It's 1-0. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for Wilmington. The stretch and the pitch to Reyes. Swinging a bounding ball, rolled to short. Penny Hatcher flips to second. 1, the relay in time. 6-4-3 double play. And that's 2 away. And leaves a runner at third with 2 down. So that would be Kemp, as Marion Boyd stepped to the plate. He singled to left, back in the second, and was caught stealing. And the pitch to him is a slider inside. It's 1 ball, no strikes. So 3 hits, a walk, as produced 2 runs here for Jersey Shore, inside to Boyd, and the count is 2-0. Otto Kemp at third with 2 outs. 2 across, 2-0 Jersey Shore. And the stretch by Caceres. The pitch, swing, foul off to the right on the play, and the count is 2-1. Boyd, 11th round pick in 2022. That's 20 years old. Has 6 stolen bases this year. Was caught for the first time earlier this game. He pops one up on the right side. The first baseman makes the call, and Bossier makes the catch, and that retires the side. But the Blue Claws take the lead. They get 2 runs. They do it with 3 hits. No errors, and they leave a man. We go to the fifth here in Shoretown, and the Blue Claws in front, 2-0 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shoretown, Lakewood, New Jersey. Blue Claws lead at 2-0, and Gene Cabrera gets set to face 7, 8, and 9 in the Wilmington order. For Gene, 56 pitches now, and 34 for strikes. T.J. White swings and bangs at the first. There's Reyes on the scoop and rolls to the bag, and there's 1 down. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Brings up the number 8 hitter, Maxwell Romero, the catcher, who's been a standout behind the plate today for Wilmington, gunning down both of its speedsters on attempted steals, Justin Crawford and Marion Boyd. At the plate, Romero struck out in his only at bat against Cabrera. And the Venezuelan right-hander misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Romero out of the University of Miami. 10 for 59 on the season. And whacks one foul down the right side. A 2022 ninth round pick. Romero is a transfer from Vanderbilt. In his last year at Miami, Romero hit 272 with 12 home runs and drove in 54 in his final year with the Hurricanes. So one out, nobody on, top of the fifth. 2-0 Jersey Shore. Romero with a count 0-1. And that one bounces away, one ball and one strike. Cabrera has struck out three. He has walked two. And allowed his first base hit last inning. Here's another foul. Off to the left, onto the roof, and out of play. Now the count holds at one ball and two strikes. The Nationals have the 12th ranked system in minor league baseball, according to the MLB pipeline. Cabrera rocks into motion, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. He struck him out. Number four for Cabrera. That's two away. Brings up the number nine hitter in Will Frizzell. Frizzell is a designated hitter. A left-handed batter with some pop. And the pitch to him is on the knees. Frizzell, eighth rounder, 2021 out of Texas A&M, where he hit 30 home runs in his 4 years there. Drove in 144 in 177 games in college. Swing and a miss, nothing and two. Last year, his final year at Texas A&M, he hit 19 home runs and drove in 49 in his last year at Texas A&M. He finished as a first-team All-America, but right now he goes down swinging. The fifth strikeout victim for Gene Cabrera. Nothing across in the top half of the fifth. It's 2-0 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Got to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Shoretown. 2-0 Jersey Shore out in front. 19-year-old William Bergoya set to lead it off. It'll be Bergoya, Jordan Disson, and Eric Brito to face the right-hander Brian Caceres. And Bergoya swings and pops one foul down the left field line toward the seats. Left fielder giving it a long run towards the bullpen. Cannot catch up to it, and then it bounds into the stands. And it's nothing and one on Bergoya, who flew out his first at bat. Bergoya 169, no homers and six runs batted in for the Phillies' number 12 prospect, according to the MLB pipeline. Phillies have the number 22 ranked minor league system, according to the pipeline. And Bergoya takes a fastball outside. and it's 1-0. Pergueta went 4-for-15 with 4 walks in the Bowling Green series. One of the younger Blue Claws to ever don the uniform. Here he pokes one into shallow left. The left fielder Pena leaps and it deflects off his glove. He can't get it. And Pergueta's on with a base hit. Excuse me?
Yeah, Pena went back on that.
Yeah.
And it looked like for a second he had a chance at it, but just out of his reach. So over the shortstop's head for Pergueta with the 6th Blue Claws hit.
And here's the Blue Claws catcher, Jordan Disson. 12th round pick in 2022 out of Saddleback Junior College in California. Began his collegiate career at the University of Richmond. And this one skips to the backstop, and on his way to second is Pergueta on a wild pitch. So the Blue Claws, a runner in scoring position with nobody out for Disson, who has knocked in 12 runs this year. 2 homers, 12 ribbies, hitting at 188. From Pottstown, Pennsylvania, grew up a Phillies fan, as has been the case with a number of these Blue Claws. The pitch to Disson takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. The idea here, try to hit that ball to the right side and get Pergueta, who has excellent speed, over to third. Disson now steps out. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for Wilmington. Pergueta, short lead at second. The pitch home. Misses low for a ball. It's 2-1. Coming up in the 6th inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you. Brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Count 2-1 on Jordan Disson. The stretch, the pitch, takes inside, ball 3. Insurance Office of America, tourist business in our area for property, general liability, water workers' compensation, and employee benefits. 3-1 on Disson. RBI opportunity, takes high, ball 4. And the Blue Claws have 2 on now with nobody out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. The man to contact at Insurance Office of America is the one and only Larry DePalma. For personal service, call and ask for Larry. 732-751-2900. Let's see if Eric Brito is going to try to lay one down and move the runners. It's called a bunt. You don't see it that often these days in baseball. He is going to bunt in front of the plate. The catcher, Ramirez, got it. Only one play, first base in time. And the sacrifice is played to perfection.
That's number 2 on the season by,
as I was saying,
Jersey Shore. Marion Boyd has the other one. And honestly, Boyd might have been bunting for a base hit. They, they generally will give it to you. But that only the 2nd official sacrifice bunt of the year.
Pergueta at 3rd. Disson at 2nd. The pitch to Justin Crawford is wide for a ball. Justin is 2-for-2. Single to right, his first time up. And beat out an infield hit in his 2nd at bat, raising his average now to 302. 2 homers and 10 runs batted in for the Phillies' number 4 prospect, number 77 nationally. The pitch to him, wide, fastball, and it's 2-0. 93 on that last heater from 6-1 right-hander Brian Caceres. The Panamanian comes set at the letters. Infield is in all the way around. Crawford swings and pokes a base hit into shallow center field. 1 run is in. The trail runner stops at 3rd, and on a throw home, Crawford's heading for 2nd. No throw there. It's an RBI single for Crawford, and the Blue Claws take a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Crawford is 3-for-3.
Dale and Lyle didn't really look up, and they were holding Disson the whole time at 3rd, and Lyle didn't realize that and just airmailed the cutoff man. Not a good throw. That enabled Crawford to easily go to 2nd base, and that eliminates, obviously, the double play as the Blue Claws extend their lead.
Well, Crawford is None at all thus far at the plate tonight. The single to right in the first inning. Infield hit in the fourth ignited a two-run rally, and here he adds the lead with the RBI base hit. And Brian Rincon steps to the plate. He has struck out. Anyway, strikeout, throw him out, double play, and has walked. And now steps to the plate. Runners at second and third. Disson at third. Crawford at second. The pitch is fouled away to the left side. Infield remains in now for Wilmington. Witt at third. Pena at short. McHenry at second. And Bossier at first. And the pitch to Rincon swings and serves another foul left side. And the count is nothing and two.
Meanwhile, Cody Clemens just hit a two-run homer for the Phillies, who have a 3-0 lead in the second inning against Toronto at CBP.
Runners at second and third, only one out. Rincon trying to deliver the 0-2, swings and fouls another one off to the left, just getting a piece here. A right-hander is up and throwing now in the Wilmington pen. No action, of course, for Jersey Shore with Cabrera so far sailing through the first five innings. 3-0, Blue Claws lead. Here's the 0-2. Rincon checks his swing and call the ball low by home plate umpire Stone Garber. Otto Kemp awaits in the on-deck circle. Disson at third. Crawford, who can run like a gazelle, he's at second. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a little roller up the middle. That's in the center field, a base hit. Disson scores. Crawford flying around third. He scores a two-run single for Brian Rincon. And the Blue Claws now lead it 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So the last two hits have really taken advantage of the drawn-in infield. Crawford, who poked the single to center, and Rincon, who pulls it up the middle through the drawn-in infield, as Otto Kemp stands in.
Action underway in the Wilmington bullpen now.
Blue Claws now with eight hits as Otto Kemp swings and he punches one into shallow center. That'll fall for a base hit. Rincon stops at second. And the hits just keep coming for Jersey Shore. That's nine now for the Blue Claws, and they have first and second with one out. As they continue to pepper away here at Brian Caceres. And Cohen at second, Kemp at first. Both run well. Leandro Pineda is 1-for-2 today. The pitch to him is low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Pineda singled and drove in two runs his last at bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Leandro, two homers, 12 runs batted in to go along with a .256 average. A 21-year-old. Been a pro since 2019. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Rincon at second. Kemp at first. Three runs home here in the fifth for Jersey Shore. 5-0. Blue Claws lead. And the pitch home outside of fastball. And the count is 2-2. Caceres wasn't a guy that walked a whole lot or struck out a lot. In his last outing, he walked none and struck out one over five innings against Hudson Valley. Wilmington coming in having split a four-game set with Hudson Valley. Last two games were rained out. The pitch to Pineda. Wide, and the count is full at 3-2 on Leandro. Blue Claws 14-13. 2.5 games back of first place Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate. Blue Claws in fifth place in the very tightly packed SAL North. The 3-2 pitch Swing, fly ball, foul out of play to the left, and the count holds at 3-2. Blue Claws got two in the fourth, have tacked on three more in the fifth. And they lead it 5-0, gunning for their sixth consecutive victory. Rincon edging out at second, Kemp at first, and the pitch is low, ball four, and the bases are loaded. And that is probably going to do it for Brian Caceres. The hitter will be Felix Reyes.
Nearly out, the Blue Claws have made this inning. Brito gave himself up on the sacrifice bunt.
It looks like that'll be a big conference at the mound here. Right-hander is warming in the pen.
Yeah, that is the manager out there.
Yeah, Mario, I would listen. Think.
Yeah, the base umpire signals to the bullpen, but I don't think the reliever down there is listening. And there he comes.
So we have a call to the bullpen, brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank.
Tony, you mentioned Justin Crawford picked up his third hit earlier in this inning. His average has jumped up from 286 to 310 just today. It's his second three-hit game of the season. And he will get another chance, probably two more chances here the way this has gone, for a four-hit game. He had two of them last year, one with the Blue Claws on August 30th and one with Clearwater on May 31st. It is Wander Arias, the new pitcher for Wilmington. He was acquired in the Minor League Rule 5 draft in December, at the winter meetings, and he has thrown nine innings with Wilmington this year. Five hits, three runs, two earned. He's walked seven, and he struck out eight.
No record in ERA of two.
Yeah, he was originally with Kansas City and pitched in High A Quad Cities last year, where he had a 6.23 earned run average.
The 24-year-old has a minor league record of 8-14. And a 5.71 ERA. He is 6'4", 230 pounds from the Dominican Republic. And he will inherit a bases loaded one out situation. The Blue Claws have put three across here in the bottom of the fifth, taking a 5-0 lead. And Felix Reyes will get a crack at it here. Felix is blown out the center and hit into a double play. 0-2 is Felix. Series continues tomorrow. Don't forget, it's an 11:05 game. The crack of before noon tomorrow. Game two of this six-game set. So here's Reyes, and the Blue Claws off and running here in game one of the six games scheduled for this week. Bases loaded. And the pitch to Reyes. Swinging a line drive to short, leaping up and making the catch is the shortstop, Pena. No throw anywhere. All the runners wisely held. Ball was not really hit that car hard.
Yeah, it was off the plate inside.
And Pena pretty much gauged that one all the way. So two outs. And here is a Marion Boyd, the ninth hitter for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fifth. He has singled and flown and popped out. The pitch to him. Swinging a bounding ball to short. Fielded there by Pena, flips to second, and on two pitches, Arias retires the side. With the Blue Claws out on, they get three runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. No errors, and they leave three. We go to the sixth. Greg, back with you, and the Blue Claws are in front 5-0 on MILB TV, Bentley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown.
Gene Cabrera back out for the sixth inning, and the Blue Claws have a 5-0 lead. One in the fourth and four. Check that. Two in the fourth and three in the fifth. And a pinch hitter is up for Wilmington right now. It's Philip Glasser who will lead off this inning here in place of Viandel Pena, who's on a rehab assignment. Playing full games, hopefully he's okay. So Philip Glasser will pinch hit, and he swings and misses out in front of a changeup. And the count is no balls and one strike on Glasser. 250, no homers or RBIs in very limited action. Four for 16, and he takes that one for a strike of the count quickly. Nothing and two. Blue Claw starters have thrown at least five innings now in 18 of the 28 games, including this one. Here's a slow roller up first, and it kicks foul. Glasser from Canton, Ohio, 10th round pick in 2023 from Indiana, began the year with Fredericksburg, their low A team, where he hit .381 in 15 games, including four multi-hit games in the first four games of the season. Cabrera looking for what would be his sixth strikeout. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he got him, took something off, strike three, and one away. Six Ks for Cabrera. And Tony, just like last time, he seems to be getting stronger as the night gets longer. He has now struck out three straight hitters. And here's Daylon Lyle, the center fielder. Another left-handed batter. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. For the second time on this homestand, Short Disc needs a new glove in the middle of the game. He tosses one into the dugout and gets another one thrown to him by Starlin Castillo on the far end of the bench. And they'll have to go to work on the original glove that he brought out there. The umpire, plate umpire Stone Garber, just signaled the safe sign upstairs, which I believe means it doesn't count as a mound visit or stoppage of play since it's an equipment issue. And there's a breaking ball strike to Daylon Lyle. And the count is no balls and one strike. Lyle, left-handed hitter. Cabrera's pitch is lifted foul down third. Gene was pitching 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. And that year he won the Paul Owens Award for best Phillies minor league pitcher. 2 years with Clearwater, first year with the Blue Claws. Broken bat, two-hopper to Brito, knocks it down at second, picks it up and throws to first just in time. Gets Lyle for out number two, and that is now seven in a row set aside by Gene Cabrera.
Let's start the out-of-town scoreboard here, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Clearwater at Tampa dropped the first of two games, 8-2 to fall to 18-10. But the Threshers of Marty Malloy winning the second game 3-0. These are seven-inning games. At Tampa, it's the bottom of the third inning.
Fastball to the lefty John McHenry is high ball one.
Reading defeated Hartford today, the Yard Goats. Rockies affiliate 7-1.
That was a boarding game, 1-0. Yep. Bouncer to first for Reyes. He's there, gloves it, takes it himself, touches up with his right foot, and the inning is over. Six scoreless innings on 73 pitches for Gene Cabrera. We'll see, Tony, if he gets the seventh for the second straight
he will. I'm sure
Tuesday.
He will. And we will do more of the scoreboard in a little bit.
1-2-3, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws coming up, 5-0 lead on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Wander Arias came on in the fifth inning for Ryan Caceres. Needed just two pitches to get the last two outs of the inning. And he will start this inning here against William Burgoyne. 7-8-9, first pitch fastball strike. Blue Claws had 9 men at the plate in the fifth inning. Scored 3 runs. RBI single by Crawford. 2-run single by Rincon. Burgoyne single to start the inning. And he is 1-for-2 tonight. Takes that one from Arias inside. So Tony will continue the out-of-town scoreboard for us here.
Nope.
Now he will.
In that Reading-Hartford game, we'll get back to that in a minute.
And Burgoyne takes that one low. They appeal to check swing. He didn't go.
2023 Blue Claw Marcus Lee Sang hit his fifth home run. Wesley Moore just promoted from Jersey Shore to Reading. Pitched a scoreless one hit. Struck him out the side.
That one high and inside, 3-1.
Inning of relief. Great start for him at Reading.
Yeah, he was one of those when you're kind of mapping out the roster in mid to late March. Yeah, it's a tough call. Like, where do you put him back here? Do you put him up there? And a slow roller up the first baseline. Arias near the line, picks it up, underhands to first in time to get Burgoyne, who lost his helmet running up the line, one away. And, you know, Moore ended up here, but he pitched. Looked like he didn't miss a beat from where he was at the end of last year. And a quick month in Jersey Shore. Now we'll get a legitimate chance, in high A. Obviously, has a really good mix of stuff. His changeup is outstanding. He hides the ball well. I'm not going to be surprised if he pitches really well this year. So far, so good. 1-3 on that putout. Here's Jordan Disson, who takes a strike.
Lehigh Valley lost to Syracuse, the Mets affiliate, 18-3. Syracuse got 14 runs in the top of the seventh inning.
Here's the 0-1. That's a strike.
David Parkinson was the starter. He allowed 2 runs over 4 innings. Then Colby Allard gave up a grand slam to Trace Thompson in that big seventh inning. Thompson, who's been a big leaguer with several ball clubs.
That's Clay Thompson's brother of the Warriors. Foul back out of play by Disson, nothing in 2. Trace came up in the White Sox system. Blue Claws played him a good bit when he was with Kannapolis.
Good item.
There.
I'm sure a little known fact, really.
0-2 on Disson, and that's a little low.
And in the Florida Complex League, the Phillies improved to 2-1 with a 4-3 victory over the Yankees. Number 5 in the pipeline prospect, Starlin Cava, continues to do well.
One and two on Disson with one out, nobody on. Fastball low, good eye, two and two.
Went one for two with two walks. He's hitting .333 over the first three ball games.
Disson, it'll be Brito. One out, nobody on in the sixth. Blue Claws a 5-0 lead. 2-2 is driven deep and fell. Right field line. If you're wondering why we're in the sixth inning here at 7:30, this was a 6:05 start, not a 6:35 or 7:05 start, but 6:05 because of the morning game tomorrow, 11:05. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's outside. Good eye by Jordan, and the count is full at 3-2.
And the Phillies lead Toronto 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Cody Clemens got the start today. Hit a two-run home run. Boy, every button that Rob Thompson pushes.
Yeah. 3-2 hit well. High in the air to center. Lyle going back, but he's got room toward the track. Makes the catch. 2-2. I saw a picture of my man, Brett McMinn. You know Brett? He's the Van Demmen crew. He's been out here a bunch of times. We had him on Hook, Line, and Splitter. A while back, the Van Demmen crew, and he tweeted a picture. He said, "Met Cody Clemens' father today. Nice guy."
And that's right at time scoreboard, Greg. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Of course. Brought to you by Insurance Office of America.
Eric Brito, good rip, fouls one back into the screen, nothing in one. And just to confirm, by the way, Gene Cabrera will pitch the seventh. There's nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. He's had 74 pitches through six scoreless innings. Here's the 0-1, and a little blooper foul first base side out of play. And the count is nothing and two. We'll have to do a little digging to find out the last time a Blue Claws pitcher went seven innings in back-to-back starts that will be for the crack research team for later. Popped up foul back out of play. That is out of the, or off the roof and into the Champions Club.
Who would that?
Oh, actually, no, that was easy. We're done.
I was going to say, who would that crack
Here's
research
team? Here's the 0-2 to Brito down and outside. It was Andrew Painter.
Who would that crack research team
be?
Yeah,
yours truly. So Painter did it in that Abel Painter doubleheader.
Okay.
He pitched game two through seven shutout and then through seven shutout a week later at Greensboro. And that was the end of that. He was in Reading the week after. Brito cues one foul, first base side. And the count still one ball and two strikes. Obviously, Cabrera has to
finish that.
Get through here, get through the seventh.
Yeah.
Not betting against him the way he is. He's been throwing. Here's the 1-2 to Brito, and he takes just off the plate outside. So two out, nobody on. Blue Claws lead at 5-0. And Arias out of the stretch, 2-2. Pitch hit high in the air to left field and deep. Back goes White over toward the line. Long run, makes the catch. Crossing onto the track, and that retires the side. Sounded better off the bat. A long fly out for Eric Brito. And the Blue Claws in order in the sixth. 5-0, Jersey Shore, top seven. ValleyLineBlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So Gene Cabrera trying to finish off 7 innings for the second straight start. It would be the first time that's happened by a Blue Claws pitcher since Andrew Painter did it in August of 2022. And since the Blue Claws moved to high A, Cabrera would join Andrew Painter, Matt Osterberg, and Ben Brown as the only pitchers to throw 7 innings in 2 starts. Here's Trey Harris. Fastball low in the count, 1-0, no strikes. Brown did it in 2022, 2 out of 3 starts. And Matt Osterberg actually did it 3 times last year, but not in a row. And that one is high, and the count 2-0 on Trey Harris. He's a cleanup batter, 1-for-2 on a rehab assignment with Wilmington. And the 2-0 from Gene is a curveball called strike on the inside corner. Harris on rehab from Harrisburg, where he hit .249 with 2 homers last year. Originally a 32nd round pick of the Braves back in 2018. And he hits this one high in the air to right field for Pineda. Drifting back and over, now still back toward the track. Plenty of room, makes the grab, and one away. That's 9 in a row now for Cabrera, who had to pitch out of a jam in the 4th inning, hit the first batter, and then gave up a base hit to Harris. But he got a double play and a ground out, and then a 1-2-3 fifth, a 1-2-3 sixth, and he starts the 7th with a fly out to right field. Here's Paul Witt. And that breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Now, I don't anticipate this, but 0-1, fastball low. The last Blue Claw to pitch 8 innings in a game, not including Matt Russell, who did do it. Here's a grounder off third. Kemp's got it on a hop, and he fires across in time, 2-way. Russell did it in 2022, but it was one game that took 6 weeks to play. So that doesn't really count in the technical sense. But you'd have to go all the way back to 2018 when Gustavo Armas did it as a Blue Claw in 2018. Will Stewart did it that pitched 9 innings in a game that year. That's a curveball for a strike. Nothing in one. He's the last Blue Claw to pitch 9 innings in a game. You won't see Gene do that tonight. He's over 80 pitches now. In fact, they're going to get somebody up in the bullpen. Here's a fly ball hit well deep to right. Pineda turns around back at the wall, and it's off the chain link fence. Bounces back in. That's a home run for Brandon Bozier. A line drive shot over the right field wall. There goes the shutout. And Wilmington's on the board. They trail it 5-1.
That's the second home run of the year for Bossier, a third-round pick in 2021 out of the University of Arizona, where he was a slugger and a hits leader and a batting average pace setter.
High pop behind the plate off third. Disson coming over. Kemp coming down. It's in the third base dugout. Foul ball, nothing and one. The pitcher warming up in the bullpen, by the way, is Banani Robles, who is in his first day with the Blue Claws. He was added to the roster before the game today. Left-hander that the Phillies got for Connor Brogdon. T.J. White, no balls, a strike. Blue Claws lead it 5-1. That home run was 109 miles an hour off the bat, by the way, for Bozier. As Tony said, his second home run of the year. Cabrera in there for a strike and a count, nothing and two. Trying to finish off 7. Gene into the line, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3 on the change. Side retired. Another spectacular outing for Gene Cabrera. He strikes out 7 over 7 sparkling innings. In the 7th, 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, none left. Cabrera leaves in line for his 3rd win. Blue Claws 5-1 in the stretch on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
So Justin Crawford a chance now for a four-hit game. He's 3-for-3, and he bats leading off in the seventh inning. It would be his third career. First pitch, a swinging bunt back up here, and it hits off the window right next to Tony. Foul ball, and Tony's okay, and mercifully, so is the window.
Oh, goodness.
Left-handed pitcher in for Wilmington. That misses inside a breaking ball. It's Matt Cronin from Navarre, Florida, fourth-round pick in 2019.
Yes, being Captain Courageous, I was ducking out of the way.
Fastball outside, and the count is 2-1.
Seen too many of these windows that are shatterproof shattered, not to be a little wary when the balls come flying up here.
And that one shoots foul, third base. Out of the count is 2-2. So Crawford, Rincon, and Kemp for Jersey Shore.
Now, did that hit the window or did that hit the...
I thought it hit the window.
Or the divider.
The bar? No, I thought it hit the window. Foul back, good swing. Stayed alive. And the count is 2-2. Then that would have been ball 3 high.
I have to have a little talk with Justin.
Who broke it? Rojas?
That was Johan Rojas, yeah.
I remember. I was at... Yeah. Here's the 2-2, and he punches one to the ground at third, gobbled up by Witt. Steps and throws. Safe! He legs it out. It's an infield base hit for Justin Crawford, hustling out his fourth hit of the ball game. All singles. I think 3 of them are infield singles, but their line drives in the box score.
So Witt picked it up cleanly and then looked at it for just like a millisecond in its glove, maybe to make sure he had it and had it in a good spot. And just that little mini millisecond cost him the play.
Here's Brian Rincon, switch hitter, batting right, and he fouls one back under the screen. Remember, it's only a 5-1 game, so don't be surprised if Crawford tries to go. But, of course, now the difference is you have a left-handed pitcher at the plate. Justin was thrown out stealing by Maxwell Romero, the catcher, earlier. Cronin making his first appearance of the season. He pitched for AAA Rochester last season. 26-year-old from the University of Arkansas. Throw to first, and Crawford is back in standing. Benoni Robles will be the new pitcher for Jersey Shore when we go to the top of the eighth inning, and this will be his first game as a Blue Claw. Another throw to first, and this time they pick him off. So Matt Cronin picks off Crawford, and that is out number one.
Adventures on the base paths for Justin Crawford. He's been picked off, I think, twice this year, Greg.
Maybe.
Well, we know it's once.
It's, well, yeah.
We know Boyd's been picked off once.
Yeah, And that one fouled back by Rincon into the screen of the count. One ball, two strikes.
As great as his speed is and as awesome as his talent is, it's a learning experience for Crawford, certainly. Again, the pitchers and the catchers at high A.
1-2, got him on the outside corner, strike three. So Rincon is out looking. So Tanya's going back through, trying to find seven innings back-to-back starts by Blue Claws pitchers. And Gustavo Armas did it in 2018. We already said Andrew Painter did it in 2022. And I think here's a liner down third by Kemp. That's a fair ball, base hit, and it rolls into the left field corner. Kemp has his third hit. He's on his way to second, makes a big turn, and holds on there. So Otto Kemp is 3-for-4, and he's in scoring position for Jersey Shore with two out and Leandro Pineda coming up to the plate. And then Tyler Gilbert did it in 2016. That name is notable. You know why?
Threw a no-hitter, didn't he?
Well, yeah, and the Phillies got him back today.
Really?
Apparently, I saw, yeah.
Who is he with?
Arizona. Actually, sorry, he was with Cincinnati. And that one is in there for a called strike. And the count, nothing and one on Pineda. But he threw a no-hitter with Arizona. But the Phillies acquired him today for cash considerations. I assume he'll be in the Lehigh Valley rotation. Have a throwback. Here's Pineda. And that one is low for a ball. And the count, one ball, one strike. Pineda had a two-run single in the two-run fourth inning. And he's up to 12 ribbies on the year. Now he's tied Jordan Disson for the team lead. A tie he could break here with a base hit as Kemp leads off second. That was Jersey Shore's 11th hit of the game. Fastball, that is a little low. And the count 2-1 on Pineda. And that one is lifted foul off third out of play. Two balls, two strikes.
So Rob Thompson puts Cody Clemens in the lineup tonight for the Phillies. All he has done so far is hit a two-run home run, and now he has tripled homer run. Four nothing Phillies, bottom four.
Breaking ball, that's inside. Full count. So Crawford, a four-hit game. Kemp, a three-hit game for the Blue Claws. They have seven of Jersey Shore's 11 hits. And the payoff pitch is lined the other way towards short, deep short. Backhand by Pena. Runner coming around third is Kemp. They throw low. The tag not in time. Pineda goes to second. They throw there. He's going to be safe. He got around the back of the bag. McHenry's tag was late, and a run scores. So that'll be an infield base hit, I assume, and an RBI for Pineda. The runner Kemp never stopped running. It's going to be a hit. And an RBI for Pineda, his third ribby of the game. So the Blue Claws just continue to put pressure on these teams, Tony, on the bases. And every once in a while, you're going to get got. You know, they thrown out a couple of runners tonight. But, you know, more often than not, you make them make a throw that's off by a few feet, and you have a run. Here's Felix Reyes with a runner at second, and the pitch is lifted off first. That'll get out of play. Foul down the line and right.
Well, Kemp may not have the reputation of the base stealers like Crawford and Boy, but in his career, he has stolen a bunch. He's got 29 as a pro.
Here's a bouncer to third. Fair ball, fielded by Witt. He's not hesitating that time. He got rid of that ball faster than he did Crawford's. And Reyes is out. Side is retired. One run, three hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the eighth inning. Blue Claws lead at 6-1 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer.
Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
So the Blue Claws go to the bullpen with a 6-1 lead as we start the top half of the eighth inning. Tremendous night for Gene Cabrera. He leaves with a 6-1 lead. 7 innings, 1 run. It was earned on just 2 hits. A walk to hit a batter. Fastball outside from the new left-hander. And that, of course, is Benoni Robles from San Pedro de Macari in the Dominican Republic. 3 walks, 7 strikeouts for Gene Cabrera, in line for his 3rd win of the season. 1-0 count on Maxwell Romero, and the pitch is a fastball, swing and a miss, 91 miles an hour, and the count 1-1. So, Benoni Robles came over. He was with the Dodgers, signed with him back in 2017, pitched last year in High A Great Lakes in the Midwest League. The Great Lakes lose, and that one a fastball strike to Romero, 1-2. And then right at the beginning of the minor league season, the Phillies had been in action for about a week at that time, and Connor Brogdon was struggling, and he got DFA'd, and he ended up getting traded to the Dodgers for Robles. So he made one appearance last weekend in the FCL before joining the Blue Claws. Swing and a miss, got him strike 3. So Robles fans Romero, and that's the first out here in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Will Frazel, the DH, who has struck out and grounded out. Blue Claws, 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and 1 run, 2 hits, no errors for Wilmington. Fastball, and that's in there for a called strike. Jack Dallas, who has not pitched since Thursday. He was up Sunday, ready to go, and then they didn't need him. Is warming in the bullpen. Blue Claws have allowed 2 hits. They threw a 1-hitter at Hickory on April 12th, so they won't match that tonight, but otherwise, tremendous outing by Gene Cabrera, who lowers his ERA down to just 2.06 with his performance thus far, with his performance tonight. As we said before, since the Blue Claws became a High A affiliate in 2021, swinging a bouncer over the 6-4 Robles. It comes to the shortstop, Bergoya, running throw in time, and they get the out 2 away. Since the Blue Claws became the High A affiliate of the Phillies in 2021, only Andrew Painter has thrown 7 innings in back-to-back starts. And then in Low A, Gustavo Armas did it in 2018. And Nick Fanny did it in 2017. Here's Philip Glasser, and he takes in there for a call and strike, and the count nothing and one. So Robles Dunne, he'll be a nice addition to this Blue Claws bullpen, which got a bit of a remake. Fastball at the knees, a strike. Christian Hernandez, who was technically with Reading on a rehab assignment, but he was with the Blue Claws for about 3 weeks, is back in Reading, and Wesley Moore, who had been so good in relief, he's in Reading now. Wesley struck out the side in his double-A debut this afternoon. Lifted foul down third by Glasser out of play. One ball, two strikes. But insert Benoni Robles, insert Andrew Baker, who will be back with the Blue Claws for the first time since 2022. He was just working through some stuff in double-A, and hopefully they can get him squared away. 1-2 pitch is high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But look, I mean, you lose more. That's obviously going to be tough for anybody to, any team to deal with. But Blue Claws have plenty of good arms down there. They'll be all right. 2-2 on Glasser. Lefty against the lefty, Robles. And the pitch is on the outside corner. Fastball, strike three. So Benoni Robles fans, Philip Glasser looking to end the eighth inning and a good debut with Jersey Shore for Benoni Robles, a 1-2-3 inning with 2 strikeouts. We have played 7.5 here at Shoretown Ballpark, and it's a 6-1 Blue Claws lead on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Jaron Zinn takes over for Wilmington. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Blue Claws a 6-1 lead. Marion Boyd 1-for-3, leading it off for Jersey Shore. And Zinn's first pitch is high. Jack Dallas in the bullpen. He'll come on for the ninth inning for the Blue Claws. Tony Bryce Harper, right? Just homered? Or more than homered?
Yeah. Grand slam homer on Bryce Harper.
Boyd, Bergoya, and Disson. Fastball inside. 2-0. Zinn, 6 games, 8 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He's walked 5. And he struck out 12. He's from Chevy Chase, Maryland, and went to Harvard. Did Jaron Zinn sign as a free agent with the Nationals back in 2022. Fastball low. And it's 3-0 on Boyd.
Greg, so now in the last 3 games, Harper has hit 2 3-run homers on tonight, a grand slam.
Wow. So we'll see if Boyd swings, unlikely, takes high. So he's on a 4-pitch walk, and the Blue Claws a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the eighth inning. I don't know if he'll be going here, Tony, you know, with 5-run lead in the eighth inning. That's,
yeah, I was going to ask your thoughts on that.
The walk is brought to you by P.C. Richard & Son, friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, the guaranteed lowest prices. P.C. Richard & Son is a company you can trust since 1909. Here's Bergoya, and he lifts it foul off third out of play. No balls, a strike.
I don't have any problem with him trying to steal here. 6-1 is not 12-1. And 5-run ninth innings are not totally uncommon. Not usual, to be sure, but it has happened before, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, Boyd looks runner-ish, as you say. That one is a throw to first, and he dives back in. Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's out of line.
I don't think it's rubbing it in. Sure. Yeah.
8-1, maybe not.
Maybe.
But not
yeah,
6.
Not.
Yeah. Boyd was caught stealing for the first time this year back in the second inning. He's going, breaking ball high, throw to second again on target, tag. They got him. And Boyd swipes the base with his right hand, not arguing the call, just mad that he was out. And Maxwell Romero has thrown out Boyd twice and Crawford tonight. The Blue Claws do not have a stolen base. Tremendous by Maxwell Romero, who had thrown out 6 out of 32 coming into the night. Good tag by McHenry as well, the second baseman. 1-1 on Bergoglio. And the pitch is outside. Now, Tony, this one was a much more difficult pitch to throw on. It was high, which is generally good, but it was very high and a breaking ball, and he had to kind of reach across his body and set his feet. So much tougher than the other two, which are high fastballs. Grounder up first foul. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I thought for sure, given the type of pitch and the difficulty of the situation, that Boyd was going to beat it. Maybe not by much.
Yes, so did I. And he tried to slide to the back of the bag and did everything right. They just got him. That was a nice play. 2-2, and that is over but low for a ball. And the count still, or now 3-2 on William Bergoglio. So this will snap, Tony, a stretch of 7 straight games with at least 1 stolen base for the Blue Claws. Their longest stretch of the season this year is 8. 3-2 on William. And Zinn's pitch foul back into the screen. Still 3-2. And Jersey Shore had been caught stealing just 5 times. Just 8 times coming into this game. And they get thrown out in this ballgame 3 different times with their 2 best base stealers. 3-2 pitch. Got him. Beautiful curveball on the outside corner. Strike 3. And 2-1. First strikeout for Jaron Zinn. Here's Jordan Disson, the catcher, who struck out, walked, and flown to center. Disson takes that one low for a ball. And the 1-0, Jordan takes that one low. So Jack Dallas coming on for the ninth. Blue Claws 6 and Wilmington 1. And Tony, Jersey Shore will have a chance tomorrow morning to win 7 in a row, which would match their longest winning streak from last season. Here's a high fly ball down the left field line, but fell and back out of play. The franchise record, if you're wondering, is 9. Consecutive wins. Actually, no, take that back. It's 8. As Disson takes a strike, and the count is 2-2. The longest losing streak is 9, 2006. Blue Claws have 2 8-game winning streaks, one in 2016 and one in 2017. The one in 2017 included Nick Fanny's no-hitter, the first one at Columbia. That one is taken for ball 3 by Disson. Their longest high A winning streak is 7 from last year. So 3-2 on Disson. Bottom 8, Blue Claws 6 and Wilmington 1. And here's the pitch. It's a swing at him instead of a high fastball. Got him strike 3. No runs, a walk, a caught stealing, and nobody left. We have played 8 innings. Blue Claws lead it 6-1. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them, At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Last chance for Wilmington. Blue Claws go to Jack Dallas, who comes on. He's their third pitcher of the day. A nice debut, Tony, by the way, for Benoni Robles.
Yeah, for sure.
The left-hander who struck out two of the three batters he faced in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Dallas will come on and face Daylon Lyle, John McHenry, and Trey Harris. 2, 3, and 4, though McHenry did not start the game. That was Kevin Mate, who exited in the fourth inning after getting hit by a Gene Cabrera fastball. Dallas, eight games, 9 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, all earned. He's walked 4, and he struck out 11. 7-2, the 2.80 ERA with the Blue Claws last year. First pitch is hit in the air to left field, not deep. Boyd drifting in a little bit to his right and backed up a step at the end to make the catch. Almost looked like, Tony, did you see that? Like he didn't quite pick the ball up, but he recovered, no problem. And one pitch and one out. Dallas last threw on Tuesday against Bowling Green. Got 4 outs in that one, a Blue Claws victory. Came up 4 runs in a third of an inning in his first game of the season on April 6th, but has otherwise been very good, as he was with the Blue Claws last year. Fastball low, and the count is 1-0 on John McHenry. Actually, sorry, that was an off-speed pitch from Dallas, who went to Lamar University in Texas. He's from Beaumont, Texas. Here's a grounded foul up the first base line. The count, 1-1. Dallas was a teammate of Anthony Kirion at Lamar, and then again with the Blue Claws last summer. That one is a little low. Count 2 balls and a strike. Kirion now playing for the Quebec Capitalis of the Frontier League. 2-1 pitch, swinging him. His fastball at 93 past McHenry, 2-2. Dallas, a 4-seamer, 2-seamer, a cutter, a slider, and a change. So big wide mix of pitches for Jack. And 2-2 the count on John McHenry. There's the pitch, and that's inside and hit him. That looked like the cutter, and it clipped McHenry, left-handed batter. He'll go to first base with one out. That brings up the right fielder, Trey Harris. So here's Harris, right-handed hitter. Blue Claws lead at 6-1, one out of the ninth. Dallas out of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and that's a fastball high. And we count 1 ball in those strikes. This was a 6:05 game, if you're wondering why it's about to wind down here at quarter after 8. 6:05 game because of the 11:05 a.m. start tomorrow. Clearwater leading Tampa 4-3, bottom five. That's the only other Phillies affiliate in action tonight besides the parent club, who lead the Blue Jays 8-0 in the fifth. Breaking ball lifted off first, foul out of play, 1-1. Clearwater lost game one of their doubleheader to Tampa, the Yankee affiliate, 8-2. But the Threshers have taken a 4-3 lead in the top of the fifth on a sacrifice fly by Devin Saltabon. He was their third round pick last year from high school in Hawaii. Popped up in back of first, racing over Reyes near the tarp. Will he have room? He looks up, reaches over his shoulder, makes a nice catch. Tricky play by Reyes down near the tarp. The bullpen home plate and the railing and the netting. But he makes the play for the second out. That'll bring up third baseman Paul Witt. Tony, the Phillies have that fantastic auction going. I got an email about it today. I might have to look at the opportunity to play a mini golf with Bryce, Alec Boehm and Brandon Marsh. But it also might be out of my price range. Here's Paul Witt. And the first pitch in the dirt and knocked off the mid of Disson. Rolls behind the plate. Disson didn't see it at first. Now he does, but McHenry easily into second base on the wild pitch. One ball, no strikes. I was reading the listing. It said that play mini golf at Citizens Bank Park, and I got to be honest, I didn't even realize they had one. I guess it's got to be out in the back center field wall by Ashburn Alley out there.
I'm giving you
we have one here in right field. Yeah. Only nine holes. Yeah. Here's the 1-0 and fouled back into the screen. One ball, one strike. Course record is 14.
I'm giving you a blank stare there, which is actually my normal facial expression anyway. But I have no idea where that mini golf event would be held there, yes.
Blue Claws up 6-1, two out in the ninth. Dallas set at the belt. And here's the pitch. Slider just missed outside. Good pitch. And it's two balls and one strike. Six runs, 12 hits for Jersey Shore. One run, just two Blue Rocks hits. Here's a liner over the head of Dallas. And there's a two-hopper to Brito, the second baseman near the bag. Throws to first in time, and the ball game is over. Dallas got out of the way. That worked out well. Right to Brito, 4-3. Put out. Blue Claws win it by a final score of 6-1. And for the Blue Claws, that's six in a row. No runs, no hits. One left in the ninth inning for Wilmington. Jersey Shore, six runs, 12 hits, no errors. Wilmington, one run, two hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher is Gene Cabrera, sparkling tonight. Seven innings, he's 3-2, allows just the one run. Ryan Casares takes the loss. He is 0-2 on the season. Blue Claws, 15-13. Blue Rocks are 15-11. And the time of tonight's game, a tidy, especially with a morning game tomorrow, 2 hours and 12 minutes. Four hits for Justin Crawford, three for Otto Kemp, two hits, three ribbies for Leandro Pineda. But I think the big star was Gene Cabrera.
Again.
Seven innings, two hits, one run, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Blue Claws winners today, 6-1 from 2,585. Tony's got the postgame, and I'll be back tomorrow, 10:50, pregame, 11:05, first pitch, Blue Claws and Blue Rocks. Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg, in the six-game winning streak, now the Blue Claws have outscored the opposition 34-14. They've won them close, 2-1 and 2-0. We've won in blowouts, 10-1 the other day, and win handily today, 6-1, as they keep on rolling. On the Phillies affiliate scoreboard, Lehigh Valley took it on the chin from Syracuse today. The Mets affiliate 18-3. Syracuse won it. 14 runs in the top of the seventh put it away for Syracuse. David Parkinson, the starter, went the first four innings. The former Blue Claw took the loss. He is 0-1. As Syracuse prevails in that contest. Reading rolls over Hartford, the Yard Goats, the Colorado affiliates in Reading today. 7-1, the final score there. 7-8-1 for Reading, 1-8-1 for Hartford. Noah Skiro, the former Blue Claw, gets his first win of the season. Notable, Marcus Lee Sang, 2023 Blue Claw, hit his fifth home run of the season. Wesley Moore, just promoted from Jersey Shore, pitched a scoreless one-hit inning and struck out the side in his debut for the Fighting Phils. Clearwater and Tampa. The Yankees affiliate in Tampa. Clearwater lost the first game to Tampa 8-2. They lead the nightcap 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth at Tampa. In the Florida Complex League, The Phillies edge the Yankees 4-3. They are 2-1. The Yankees are 1-2, 4-7-0 for the FCL Phils, 3-8-1 for the Yankees. Here in Lakewood, Jersey Shore with a 6-1 victory. Six wins in a row now for the Blue Claws. 6-12-0 for Jersey Shore. One run, just two hits, no errors for Wilmington. Gene Cabrera lowers his ERA to 2.06 as he wins for the third time in five decisions. And Caceres takes the loss. He is 0-2. Over at Citizens Bank Park, they are in the top of the sixth. Behind Christopher Sanchez, the Phillies lead the Blue Jays 8-0. Cody Clemens installed into the lineup tonight to get some action in a two-run home run and an RBI triple. Big blow in the ball game, a fourth-inning grand slam by Bryce Harper. Phillies lead Toronto 8-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Blue Claws will try to make it 7 in a row tomorrow. They got a tough customer that they'll be up against, but they'll throw their own tough customer on the hill. At 11.05 a.m., Sam Aldegheri goes to work. He's 2-0 with a league-leading 0.41 ERA for the Verona, Italy native. And right-hander Andre Lara, who entered today with the ninth-best ERA in the SAL, 2-3 at 2.28 ERA. Again, that game slated for 11.05 on Wednesday morning, and Greg will have it for you beginning at 10:50 on Wednesday. Tonight's game brought to you and produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Taylor Petrangelo and from Greg. I'm Tony Graham. Thanks for being with us tonight. Again, the final score here in Lakewood, Jersey Shore 6. And the Wilmington Blue Rocks 1. Have a awesome rest of your night, everybody.